For the past 6 years, the Knight Creative Communities Institute, KCCI for short, has been helping transform the capital city. Major efforts have included the Gaines Street and Midtown renewals, as well as Cascades Park. Now, KCCI Executive Director Betsy Kautz says the volunteer-driven transformation will continue.
KCCI is excited to announce today that we are continuing on for 3 more years, so for 2015, 2016, and 2017. And then we're also excited to debut our new website that just launched today, kcctallahassee.com. And starting October 1st, the application will be available for those who are interested in self-nominating to apply to be a catalyst for the 2015 year.
What, you may ask, is a catalyst? Here's one example.
I'm Devin Levins. I'm with the KCCI Downtown Sense of Place Group. Project that we're working with is the Porch Swing Project. You'll see our porch swings. We got a couple down at Lake Ella. That's kind of where the idea came from. We got one down Adams Street. You'll see that right in Adams Commons area. And then there's a couple that have come up in Cascades Park. And what we're doing is we're just trying to promote that front porch lifestyle of Tallahassee and get porch swings to represent our community.
Another KCCI catalyst is Carla DeLoach with Opening Nights. Her big project is Tallahassee Music Week.
Tallahassee Music Week is set for April 3rd through 9th of next year, which will have musical performances all throughout town that we'll be promoting. In addition to combining with the Opening Nights Performing Arts Series, we'll have a couple of performances. The Symphony, all the major venues in town that have performers, so we'll just have a great week of music.
And for Executive Director Betsy Kautz, 3 more years of KCCI means more time and resources to transform the entire community.
It's just really exciting to see how our community is coming together and how Tallahassee is really revitalizing all over town, whether it's on North Monroe Street to SOMO.
About 100 KCCI catalysts and supporters, including many public and private sector leaders, gathered to celebrate the news at the Old School on West Pensacola Street Thursday evening. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.